Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla says his company is ready to ramp up production of its coronavirus vaccine.
Based on current projections, we expect to produce globally up to 50 million doses in 2020 and up to 1.3 billion doses by the end of 2021.
Speaking in a video posted on the company's website, Bourla confirmed that Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech have applied for emergency use authorization in the U.S., Europe, and the U.K. Moderna is expected to be the next company to apply. For the second time this week, protesters rallied last night in front of Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's home, ignoring the state's new 10 p.m. curfew. There were fireworks, synchronized dancing, open carry firearms, and almost nobody was wearing a mask. Chris Welter of member station WYSO was there.
This time, the protest was in response to Ohio's statewide curfew that began on Thursday. The curfew is an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. Donnie Toten drove to the event from Cincinnati. He's an entrepreneur who is selling noisemakers and Trump memorabilia from a small wagon. He says DeWine's curfew puts a lot of Ohioans in an impossible financial situation.
Yeah, it may help curve the track of this, but it's not helping people when they got to pay bills, because there's a lot of bill collectors that are still collecting things.
There was a heavy police presence at the event, but they did not ask the around 100 protesters to disperse after the new 10 p.m. curfew began. It's not clear if the governor was at home. For NPR News, I'm Chris Welter in Cedarville, Ohio.
It's been 2 weeks since the election was called for Joe Biden, but President Trump still falsely insists that he won. NPR's Tamara Keith reports he made a statement in the White House press briefing room Friday, but left as reporters shouted questions about when he would concede.
There have been occasional glimmers from President Trump that he knows the election outcome is real, moments where he seems to reflect on his legacy. Like as he spoke from the briefing room about work his administration has done on prescription drug pricing.
I just hope they keep it. I hope they have the courage to keep it.
He never explained who they are, but just 2.5 minutes later, Trump was talking about the campaign when he said this.
Which I won, by the way, but, you know, we'll find that out. Almost 74 million votes.
But President-elect Biden got nearly 80 million votes and is on track for 306 votes in the Electoral College, a total Trump called a landslide 4 years ago when he did win. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Two Republican lawmakers from Michigan do not appear to be going along with the Trump campaign's effort to somehow overturn the election. After a White House meeting, they issued a statement last night saying they are not aware of any information that would change the outcome. Michigan is set to certify its election results on Monday. This is NPR News. A 17-year-old charged with killing two people during a protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is free after posting his $2 million cash bond. NPR's Hannah Alam reports that the case has become a flashpoint for many conservative Republicans.
News of Kyle Rittenhouse's release on bail drew outrage from the left and celebrations on the right. The 17-year-old faces homicide charges that have turned him into a poster boy for the vigilante-style threat that's emerged in response to civil rights protests and tensions heightened by pandemic lockdowns. Prosecutors say Rittenhouse traveled from Illinois to Wisconsin as a self-appointed armed guard to protect local shops during protests after the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha. At a demonstration, prosecutors say Rittenhouse fatally shot two people and wounded a third. The teen has said he acted in self-defense. Conservative and far-right groups portray Rittenhouse as a hero and have donated to his legal fund. He's due back in court in December. Hannah Alam, NPR News.
President Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has tested positive for the coronavirus. A spokesman says he's been quarantining since learning of his diagnosis at the beginning of the week and that he is currently asymptomatic. Also, Rudy Giuliani's son, Andrew, has tested positive. Andrew Giuliani confirmed his diagnosis on Twitter. He is a White House staffer. China, meanwhile, began mass testing of some 3 million people in the northern city of Tianjin today. The National Health Commission recorded 5 new locally transmitted coronavirus infections there in Shanghai. Authorities have sealed off a hospital after 2 people tested positive. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.